Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome. My name is Michael. I am a psychic medium, and I am with the Rising Spirit. So today we're going to do one question reading, and I just need, you know, your name, where you're calling from, and the question. I really don't need any backstory and so forth, but the way I read with these one question shows, I need a specific question. So again, anything generic in the sense of, you know, what is my financial future over the next, you know, 2 months? For the time that we have today, just kind of just be specific. We'll get right to it. And unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of time to kind of, you know, tap in and feel individually and give, you know, 5-10 minute readings. So quick announcement, I'm going to be doing readings at Yasa Yoga Studio, which will soon be a wellness center in Santa Barbara on Mission Street. So I'm looking forward to that. So if you're in the California, Santa Barbara area, feel free to check us out there. And, you know, that's pretty much about it. So let's get into some of these callers. Looks like we've got a full board, so we'll fire through these. And I'm going to go to area code 650 first.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Miranda. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. My name is Miranda. I'm calling from California.
Excellent. Miranda, how can I help you today?
So I am just exploring a couple of volunteer opportunities, so I'm not sure which one to pursue. I was serious about both, and currently one of them I'm not so excited about anymore, but I'm just wondering whether I should move forward with it anyway. Whatever you see regarding that would be helpful.
Yeah, while you were talking, you know, again, it's volunteering, so it's whatever's going to bring you the most happiness type of thing. And so,
right.
You know, again, the one that I'm feeling in regards to the one that you're just kind of not so excited about, does it have to do with, like, some of the interaction with some of the people that you've had there in inquiring about that?
No, actually, I haven't really met anyone down there. It's just little things that I feel might
I'm sorry, but do you hear a tapping sound
I'm
on your phone line?
No.
Say again?
I don't hear anything.
Because it's really distorted. Okay, sorry.
Uh-huh. Oh, now I am. Now I am.
here, I'm going to just put you on hold real quick and then
okay. Bring
you back and then see if that might fix it.
Okay.
So that is your line, because I don't hear it when I put you on hold. So can you call me right back? There's an open spot, and then maybe that'll just – it's just really distracting. And to tap in, it's I'll be honest with you, it's difficult.
Okay. No worries. Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So let's go to 303.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm fine. I heard the tapping sound too. It was very distracting and very prevalent. So it's definitely,
yeah, good.
I was definitely on the phone line. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just difficult to kind of tap in. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Allison, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Excellent. Allison, how can I help you today?
I think we talked about
a moving thing about a couple weeks ago.
Oh, maybe we did. Oh, it's longer ago than that, I think. I don't recall.
That's possible.
Oh, I'm still looking. You can answer that. I'm still looking, actually, for a new place to live. But I thought today I'd ask a different question. You can take that one again if you'd like, though.
No, because I don't really think a whole lot's changed energetically in and around that, unfortunately. You know, again, I get, like, another roommate situation type of thing. So what's your other question?
Oh, that's good. I'm actually looking for a second job, or maybe even a better job that would be replacing the current job I have. I have one part-time job, so I can either pair it with a second part-time job, or I can just, more ideal would be one job that I really like that pays the bills and then some.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So
I'm kind of
looking for it either way.
Well, obviously, knowing the Arizona market, because I lived in Scottsdale for several years and so forth. I mean, it's hot as daylight. I don't know what area you're in. Obviously, it's cooler to the north and so forth. But
that's right.
I think as we get closer to, I see opportunities opening up a little bit more closer to like end of August, September. Have you had a couple interviews recently, or it's either that, or I'm picking up that there's a couple interviews coming?
Let me think. If I had, there was one woman that wanted to set up an interview, and I called her back, and then she never called back, so she flaked out on that one. Let's see. No, I have not had any interviews. I had
the
promise of one, and then she, like I said, she never did call
back.
Yeah,
did you follow back up with her?
Yeah, I did. I did call back, and they put the ad back on Craigslist. So I guess they don't want to. I guess they weren't happy with anyone they talked to, whether
or not
they met them.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because well, if that's, you know, it's
and
not
that's
so much
fine
that,
because that was a seasonal job. That was a seasonal job. It was going to end in October. It was very part-time, and the pay wasn't very good, and it was going to leave me unemployed in 3 months anyway. So I was having a lot of hesitations.
Yeah, but you still have the other job.
And I still have my other job, which there's a big change is happening in that job that are kind of compelling me to look around for something else as well.
Have you thought of any type of like relocation?
Yes, I thought of it, but that's not really in the cards right now. Neither is it really desired. And I certainly do not want to live in Phoenix. I cannot say that more emphatically. I do not want. I'm not a hot climate person. I have done hot climates. 120 is not my idea of a good life. And that kind of traffic and the car.
I agree. That's why I moved.
I could go on and on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
No, that's why I moved. I mean, three summers was enough, and now I'm in California. So, yeah, no, it's a whole because I just kind of see just, again, tiny jobs in and around where you're at, and there's nothing – there's no real industry – it's all kind of like, I kind of envision like retail stuff, but like little shops and things like that. And it's just, you know, again, it's not a, it's more of a service industry, community type of thing is what I'm picking up. And it's almost, you've almost kind of got to like to kind of stay and do what you're doing or to be in that area. You almost kind of have to come up with your own concept somehow to create your own money, with you providing some sort of service, you know, type of thing. It's almost got to be something that you kind of create on your own, more so than working for somebody for any type of longevity in that area with you know, sales and so forth. Or not necessarily sales, but I mean, income type of thing. Are there ideas or anything like that in regards to that you're that you've been tossing around and then maybe just don't know how to pull the trigger?
That's a long answer, so I'm just gonna not answer it. I don't take up that much time.
So I mean, I'm tapping into something. Yeah. No, that's fine. That's fine. So,
I need above first and foremost is a process that has to happen for any kind of what I'm going to call entrepreneurial work to to come
sure,
into
I know
play.
Sure, you need a job and stuff like that, but you've got to
no,
leave
I
yourself.
No, I need a place to live. I need a place that's my own.
Yeah.
Okay, that's first. Bottom line, no more roommates, no more. I can't do it and move on with it. There's other things happening. I need my space. And, until that happens, everything else is in mud.
Okay. No,
that's
I don't know your circumstances, but I mean,
you know,
again,
right. Yeah.
So, I mean, because you say it, it's true. So, I mean, I know I can throw a whole bunch of, you know, if you just leave yourself open for opportunities and things like that. But again, I get the feeling there's going to be nothing. You're stuck in that situation and looking to get out of it, and that being the main focus. And, you know, again, it's almost kind of like with blinders, any other opportunities, you know, that might be presented, you're so focused specifically on it has to go this, and this. And that's the only way
I know
that
what
you'll
I need.
Accept
yeah.
it for
I,
right now.
I know what I need. Yeah, I know what I need.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
the only
I get
fundamental
it.
Thing is, you know, is there's some things happening here that are impacting this whole need to be back in my own space. So, okay,
sure.
Well, I'm going to let you go. You know, whatever. Thanks for your effort.
Yeah,
I guess.
No, I wish you well. I wish you well, absolutely.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, good luck.
Thank
you. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, very interesting in the sense that, again, can't even see any opportunities that are in or around her. It's so focused and so fear-based. Again, nothing can kind of come in. So it's just, you know, you've got to be open and ready and take a flyer that good things are going to happen, and mindset's everything. So, all right, let's go on to 631.
Hi, Michael.
Hello. How are
Hi.
You?
My name is very well, thank you. My name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York.
Couldn't tell. a slight hint of
well,
East Coast there in the accent.
You sound like you sound like you're from somewhere too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No. Well, originally from Michigan, but you know, again, yeah, I live in California now. But how can I help you today?
My question is about love. I am looking for a relationship. Would like to know when one is coming in for me.
Yes. So I when I kind of tap in, I kind of feel like there's been recently can be the past few months, kind of a shift in that direction. Because like with you and your mindset, kind
yes.
of like, was there a shift and change in kind of what you're, like, not necessarily that you're looking for something specifically. I really have to kind of feel that it has to do with almost like a happiness with yourself change shift.
Yes. Definitely
and,
a shift.
And
I was kind of focusing on, you know, certain things, certain buckets that I was trying to fill. And now I
yep.
feel like I'm, you know, focusing on the love aspect and a good relationship. And, yeah, so definitely more happiness around me, I'd say.
Wonderful. And so with that, so the ideal thing right now for you to attract a new relationship and, you know, that type of thing is obviously staying in that vibration. Secondly, it's
good.
Also doing things that you enjoy. So, again,
yes.
going out and doing, being selfish, because it's important
yeah.
for you to do what you want. Because if you're out doing stuff that you really enjoy, the likelihood is that you're going to set up that vibration for those who are enjoying the same activities to come forward.
I am so glad that you said that, because I've had some experience with online dating, but I'm not really interested in doing that again. And I kind of want to just
yeah.
do it organically, like doing the stuff that I love. So
yeah.
obviously
yeah.
I've put that out there, and it's great to hear you confirm that for me.
Yeah, no. And it's time for you to be selfish in that sense. Because again, you're with online dating and everything like that, you're just spraying the field type of thing. And
yeah.
it's
yeah.
all kinds of different interests. And you know, again, we all know about online dating. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing.
I mean, I'm sure there's lots of people who meet people that way. I'm not knocking it for them. But for myself,
right.
I really didn't, you know, prefer the experience. I like to meet people face-to-face, and I want to do it doing something that I love.
Exactly. And that is
good.
That is the recipe for success for you in dating. And, I mean, I think with that mindset in summer, I think there's going to be two or three gentlemen that are going to kind of come forward over the next 6 to 8 weeks. And you're just going to kind of, it's just going to be synchronistic, and it's going to be like, oh, cool. And then one more so than the others that you're going to kind of feel that spark and just kind of pursue it and kind of, and have fun with it in the sense of, oh my God, I got to have a long-term relationship. Oh,
No,
roll
like
with
that.
It for what it is.
Yeah, no.
Because
totally.
You don't know where it's going to go and what it's meant to be for. So
kick it,
have fun with it, and allow it to kind of move into the direction that it needs to go.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure speaking
with
you today.
Have a great day. You too.
You
Bye-bye.
As well. Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to go to 561. Who am I speaking with?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello? Hi,
yes.
This is Stacy. Hi.
Hi, Stacy. Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
I can now. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Excellent. How can I help you today?
I just need to know about career stuff.
Okay, I just need a specific question.
I'm finding a job.
So you're planning a job? I'm sorry, say that again? Because there's a bunch of people talking in the background.
I just came in somewhere and everybody seems to be talking. I'm sorry. I'm finding a new job.
Oh, you're looking for a new job. Okay.
Yes.
I'm
going to mute myself so you don't get all the noise.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that because it's a little difficult.
Okay, and I'll cut in as long as you need me.
Yeah, thank you. So Stacy's looking for a new job. I really kind of feel a lot of energy around August. I kind of feel that there's, you know, you've been, there's multiple like resumes out or applications. So I don't know why it kind of feels like a medical office, medical assistant, something like that, maybe a receptionist in a medical office, some type of medicine. Is that a possibility? I just kind of want to check in and see if I'm on track here.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, I was feeling that. I really get multiple offices opportunities coming up. Are you currently working now?
Yes.
Okay. So with the job that you have now, is there like, has there been a reduction in hours?
No, you have like 60 hours, but no benefits. You got
okay.
And I don't, that's, we should.
Gotcha. So, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So you're just so okay. I think there's a couple new opportunities coming up here in August for you. You've been sending out your resume and everything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I really get a lot of energy in and around August with this, and definitely by September, I really strongly feel that you'll be working in a new spot. I don't think benefits will be given right away, but I think they're going to start to figure out with the new place. It's going to feel more family-esque type of environment, not so much a grind. And they're going to realize to keep the people that they really you know, for longevity, the people that they really like, that in benefits are going to be important. So maybe this is more of a successful, more successful office that'll be able to bring that in. What's up with you in love relationship type of thing right now? Because for whatever reason, that just popped into my head.
Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Dead or nailed.
That was. Yeah, I kind of. So again, there's kind of some disappointment in around that there's nothing going on. Would that be accurate to say?
Yes.
Okay. So, like the previous, I don't know how much you heard of the previous caller, but you really need to start getting out and doing stuff that you want to do. And you really kind of, because I kind of get the, is it accurate to say that you're kind of a homebody to some degree?
1,000%.
Okay. I really need you to break out of that shell. I really need you to kind of find some activities that you enjoy. Because you know what? The UPS driver, it's not the UPS driver, and it's not the mail person. So you need to go out and start doing stuff.
Okay.
And I mean, I know it's hot as Hades in Florida right now, you know, with that god-awful humidity that you people have there. But, I mean, there's got to be something that you can do that you're going to enjoy doing not in your house. I want you to find that. If it's learning about more about metaphysical stuff and going to meetups and different things like that, I mean, it's like-mindedness. I just need you to be selfish, and like I was telling the previous caller, of whatever it is that you want to do and learn, or kind of activity-wise, just go and do. And when you get into that contentment place of being happy, that's when you can really – and you're going to find somebody that likes the stuff that you do. So, again, you know, it's just – I just need you to – it's really coming through that I just need you to be – a lot more active. And is there, do you watch news a lot?
Lately, no, because it's so depressing.
Yeah, cut it out all, you know, and anything that kind of has like a negativity. I mean, I don't know if you watch any of the, like those housewife shows or any of that stuff with the reality TV with a lot of drama. You kind of need to cut it out, because you kind of bring in that stuff. Everybody does. And it's just, you know, it's like waiting to watch the, I mean, to be honest with you, for me to watch NASCAR, the only reason I'd watch is crash. And that's not, you know, again, it's really not why you really need to be watching something, you know, for the train wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of need you to kind of change perspective a little bit. And again, I would really... Also, too, at night, you know, whether your computer, your phone, tablet, whatever, you can go on YouTube and listen very lightly to positive affirmations with binary beats. And what I want you to do is have it really, really low at night, to where it's just barely a whisper. Your subconscious is going to pick it up, but what I want is almost like happiness, self-esteem type of affirmations. And it'll run for like anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. You just got to find the right one. And I want you for like the next 60 days to listen to that at night, very low so it doesn't wake you, and let your subconscious kind of, I kind of feel the need for reprogramming with you. And I want you to kind of, you know, get into that mindset of kind of changing the thought process.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of YouTube videos with positive and happiness affirmations that play subliminally, or that you can hear it, but it just needs to be really, really low. And don't worry if you can barely hear it; your subconscious hears it while you sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I hope that's helpful.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much. This was nice.
You're very welcome. And then enjoy that heat.
I will.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right. Well, that was the show today. We were able to take it into, you know, just over 25 minutes. So that was great. A lot of great callers. Some more open than others, but it is what it is, and that's okay. So I'm running a special. It's in the description of the show, and I'd be happy to take any and all your questions the next time. So until then, this is Mike, the mainstream medium, and I look forward to speaking with you next time. Thanks. Have a great day.